News now from AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
Good Sunday morning. This is your web news update for WSAU.com. I'm Raymond Newbert, WSAU News. The CEO of a Madison-based clean technology company says they've created a plant-based, chemical-free soda bottle. Lee Edwards with Virent says the company and Coca-Cola have been looking for a new way to make plastic bottles containing no petroleum or plastic. The Edwards says the new bottles presented to Coca-Cola are 100% plant-based and are completely renewable. The soda giant asked Virent and two other companies to create renewable bottles for mass production by 2020. A Waupaca County couple has been charged with animal cruelty after two dogs were found dead on their property. Authorities say they were discovered in an abandoned house and were decayed to the point of, quote, mummification. A criminal complaint also shows the interior was flea-ridden and covered in feces. 20-year-old Joshua Gray and 34-year-old Teresa Spaith, both of New London, now face felony charges of mistreatment of animals causing death. President Obama will be addressing the nation to mark the fifth anniversary of the financial crisis. He'll speak from the White House Rose Garden on Monday. The president is expected to focus on the positive aspects of America's economic recovery and lay out an agenda to boost job creation. Senator Rand Paul says diplomacy is crucial in getting rid of Syria's chemical weapons. The Kentucky Republican says he believes it's a good thing the White House didn't jump the gun and launch military strikes. Instead, Paul thinks the delay caused by trying to get congressional approval for airstrikes may have helped bring out a diplomatic solution. Let's take a look at the Newsline 9 weather forecast for this afternoon. We are expecting showers to continue until late in the afternoon, then clearing skies, a high of 68. Tonight, clear and cold. Areas of frost possible, a low of 34. Areas of frost in the morning on Monday, otherwise sunny skies, a high near 64. I'm Raymond Newbert on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.